Good morning. The past couple of days, we've discussed the dualism of the paths that we can choose. I think it's interesting that there's not like a third path. I think that's something that humans have created sort of, well, I'm not perfect, but I'm not as bad as so-and-so. But I think this construct of the third way, though it may not be as bad as the wide path, but it is still a deviation from the narrow path. So I guess with that to be considered, there may be thousands or millions of ways to go. But we need to remember that Jesus looks at lost humanity and says, "You do know the way. I am the way." And if Jesus says he is the way, I can with certainty and surety tell you that there is no one equal to him. Here, in the Sermon on the Mount, there's a shift from personal discipline to community purity. It starts off with a severe warning, watch out for false prophets. Jesus once again uses an analogy of polar opposites, grapes, thorn bushes, figs, and thistles, as he did in the early paragraph by using narrow and wide path. He gives us a test in order to see who is the false prophet. And this is the test, and it's quite simple. It is simply, by their fruits, you will recognize them. Now, the one thing I know about fruit, it usually takes a whole season to know if the fruit is good or not. I guess what I'm saying is this. It usually takes a little time to see someone's fruit. And when I'm referring to their fruit, I guess what I'm saying is the byproduct that kind of falls from their life. The outward signs and behavior that marks them as a disciple. Word to the wise. Make sure your judgments are formed from what you see and what you hear about that person, not the latest gossip that you may have heard on the grapevine. There are definitely times that the fruit that fell from the tree of Jezreel was not good fruit. But God, the good gardener, did not give up on this tree. He watered it with mercy. He showed his light of grace onto my life. And if I understand the prophet of the Old Testament called Zephaniah, I also believe that God sung over me in joy and delighted over me. That's found in 3:17. This concept of fruit is something that permeates all of the Bible. In the book of John, John the Baptist is asked, "What is the fruit of repentance?" And he simply says, "If you have two tunics, give one away." It leads us to the question, what kind of fruit are you bearing? Could it be that you would live your whole life and never completely grasp that your fruit is good or not? Please, have a cup of coffee with Jesus this morning. Talk to him about this devotional so that you will make sure that you never hear the words, "Depart from me, I never knew you."